180 degrees.
New.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate party with you.
Kenneth.
Ha.
It's a celebration. Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. I've got real good news this morning. I want to start off by saying I applaud the efforts of the National Executive Board. No, because you got to understand, I thank you to the National Executive Board for hearing
my appeal
and rendering a decision in my favor. And I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes before I get to reminding you to vote for Kenny Hodge and William Kirkland and allow the face of 304 to change, allow the direction that your current headquarter element has you going. Let's just change that a little bit. And when I say change that, I'm simply talking about getting much, much deeper levels of member involvement in what we do. And I'm sure that when the headquarter, led by Kenneth Hodge, brings energy to your office, it's not going to be 100% give back. But you will, when you see your union fighting for you, you will fight to ensure that your union stays strong. Let's get to these charges real quick, and then I want to get back to campaigning. Now, before I start, I got to tell you, I've gloated within my studio, and I'm going to try to hold that in. But, you know, it's funny because I've been saying for some time how I thought that there was a conspiracy, so to speak, headed by the current local president to get these folks to bring frivolous charges against me. But bigger than the people who have brought these charges against me, let's take a look at your local trial board. I'm going to read off some charges that the National Executive Board found had no merit, but yet your local executive trial board, your local trial board, unanimously agreed that that these charges were so I don't know which words they want to use, so awful that they find that the penalty should be enforced immediately. Again, I say to you now, as I've always said to you, the local trial board acts on the request of the local president. They understood the local president wanted me not to be able to participate in the election campaign, and they did whatever they could to accommodate that. I ask you, those of you who still have your ballot at home, is this the kind of leadership you want? I ask you to vote against that. Vote Kenneth Hodge, William Kirkland, all day long. And in fact, I say to you, as we attempt to really, really clean out some things in Local 304, anyone running with that better leadership, proven leadership, do not vote on that candidate. And we'll make it real simple. If they are part of the better leadership or whatever that phrase is, just stay away from that and allow new leadership, new visionaries to come into Local 304 and do outstanding things with this union that make union members proud to be a part of it. Let's get into these charges real quick, because I want you to see the nonsense that I have to endure just trying to present my skill set to the members in Local 304. Let's talk charges. First thing they did was they bought, first charge was they continue to say that my podcast is an extension of the newsletter. I want you to know the local trial board unanimously found out, yes, it is. Well, the national board says it's not. And they went as far as to say, again, my newsletter was union funds, union resources. My podcast is my private product. Charge two, they dropped that during the local trial board when he alleged that I circumvented the processing of grievances. Charge three, again, they wanted to hold me accountable for my podcast, and they wanted to hold me accountable for statements made on my podcast. Now, that's very important, because on my podcast, I made a statement that I will get things done better than what your current unions are going to do or can do. And again, the national board decided if it's my podcast, that podcast is not tied into Local 304. In fact, I continuously remind people, or people remind me, I'm suspended, so I don't speak for the local. But it is a private venture, and they found no merit. And on the last charge about me trying to withdraw a grievance, I'm not going to get into the facts of that, but I want you to understand that the National Executive Board found no merit. Bottom line, as I've said, the local trial board, again, I think they acted in an unprofessional manner in order to bring about the desire of the local president. And I want to say to the members of the board, hey, that happened. Some of you will probably still be on the board after the election. Not a good thing that you did in this case here, but this too shall pass. Let's move right along. In Columbus, Ohio, I want to say to you that take a look at that 201 Chief Stewart. And again, if you respect or want to follow Stewarts who filed charges on the president for bringing mail handlers back to work, then cast your vote for the 201 Chief Stewart, because that's what you will have. But if you want a president that's going to take a personal concern in every mail handler's issues and ensure always the best representation possible, then cast your vote for Kent Hodge. That's Columbus. Local 304. You see how they attempted to slander my name in the national. Again, I applaud the national board for sitting down, sifting through what I consider to be frivolous from the get-go. But so, at the very least, I think we can arrive at Ken Hodge is not the I don't know, what do you want to call him, the rogue branch president. Ken Hodge is not the individual painted by your local who doesn't follow directions, doesn't follow instructions. But because of the attempt and all charges being dismissed with no merit, I hope those of you who have not cast your vote will cast that vote for Ken Hodge, because that's true leadership. And those of you who have already cast your vote, you can still support 180 Degree New Direction. So again, attempt was made, National stepped in, and that's the end of that. And that's all I really want to say on that. Columbus, Ohio, I had conversation with management today, It was not a meeting, and I was not speaking to management on behalf of all mail handlers. I was speaking to management on behalf of myself, just so we get it straight. I found out that right now the AGVs are still part of the transportation operation and the traffic pattern is still in effect. There are some who believe it is not. I'm simply conveying a message to the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, that from postal management, the traffic patterns are not altered. They're not flexible. Those arrows on the floor direct the pattern of traffic. Now, again, I'm just passing on information. If the MDOs enforce it, that's not an issue I'm going to concern myself with. I'm just concerned with ensuring mail handlers get wholesome instructions or proper information. Also, with respect to overtime, I want you to know half the building thinks that the overtime desire list is on max. Other half don't. Again, during that conversation, it was said that, again, it should be scheduled daily. So all I'm saying to you in Columbus, Ohio, is if your supervisor has given you overtime every day, then understand that's just in your section. I know how we get together and talk amongst ourselves, but if I am in Section A and they're on 7 days, 12 hours a day, that does not mean Section B is there. But I will say to you that if you look at the hours that your MHAs are working and your casuals, it would only make sense that overtime is paid to regulars. Again, folks, MHAs during holidays, during any other time, doesn't really matter, should not go over 8 hours in any day without the overtime desire list being utilized. Doesn't matter to me that it's Christmas. Doesn't matter to me that it's December. It matters to me that we have a live document, and that's what the contract says. So, again, if you're not being maxed out, speak to someone about it if you want the overtime. If you are a steward, doesn't matter if you want the overtime or not. I'm going to file grievances and get you paid. And just so everybody's aware, if you're in a facility that does not have a lot of overtime in it, and you are on the overtime desire list, which means you desire to work overtime, you have to be aware of MHA usage, casual work hours, so that you get your fair share or you get what's contractually obligated to you. Again, a lot of people think, for whatever reason, just because it is the month of December, that all rules and regulations are out the window. I say not. I also say that for some reason, even though from November 30th, the month of December, there is no penalty overtime, why is it that since there's no penalty overtime, management will now let mail handlers work 7 days a week, but mail handlers never get penalty overtime? It's just something to think about and let you see how little respect management actually has for your union and the kind of fight that we're going to need, not only in Columbus, but in Local 304, that I am here to help champion. Vote Ken Hodge, William Kirkland, and let's make sure we get those ballots in, because time is of the essence. You may be in Cincinnati, but remember, we're still in Ohio Valley District, and sometimes what should take 2 days can possibly take a week or more. So let's get those ballots filled out. Let's get them mailed in. And December 7th, hopefully we'll have a new local president.